don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more music after this. This is
Radio
40. Ancient people sought meaning in the stars, and you do too. The stars tell you when to hunt, when to harvest, when to make war, or when to drown your children in the bathtub. Hi, this is Beatrix Fontaine, mystic, psychic, surfer of the spiritual realm, and successful syndicated radio host. We are all on a cosmic carousel, and your horse is going up and down until the ride is over and a scary man yells at you to get off. But you still have to pay. This is the lesson for life. Call me now, 212-360-2367. I will give you a personalized automated reading. Find out if you are going to die or make love or die making love with a horse. Call me today. Your future depends on it, dearie.
If you're not a fan of tea or coffee, then drink Fizzy Pop.
Drink Pop.
Drink Fizzy Pop.
Drink Pop.
Drink Fizzy Pop.
100% music.
All you do is drink.
100% news. 100% information.
Oh, yeah.
100% guarantee.
I'll have whatever you have.
Thought you might say that.
This is Mikey V.
This is Andy V.
From Chains Over Razors, and you are listening to Radio 48.
This patient that dares to be different.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced. It has killed hundreds of thousands. Many of its victims didn't even know they were getting fentanyl. Such a tragedy. This is Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Fentanyl doesn't care, but you do. Join us in the fight against fentanyl. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org.
Another hour of news.
Seducing your ears with sound.
Taking you back to the realms and the depths of time.
It's Radio International.
More music. Less bullshit. Cut the crap. Play the music. Play the music.
The record is shot.
Why don't you ask your parents to get you the CD?
Compact discs were forced upon consumers so that record companies can increase the profit margins.
That's important for a six-year-old to know. We'll be right back.
I'm a woman, I'm a woman. Down to LA, right? How she's smelling on just by the
is.
In the mix. in mournful silence. By midnight came an outburst, so much louder than a cloudburst. She said, to Paris, to the garage of the poet. In her mind of blank reclusion, until the same explosion in boredom. I made my way to Paris. To stand before her gravestone. I read the words in granite.